Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, September 25th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to end elections for the country's 89 regional governors and strengthen the role of the security services. Russian Ministry's Anita Dynika, speaking from Moscow, says anxiety about terrorism is running high, especially in Beslan, where Russian ministry workers lost 7 children in the school massacre. But Dynika says their work continues.
We're very focused on expanded ministry in this area, and we're so thankful to Christians who have given for our terror relief fund.
Next, while Hinduism is overwhelmingly the dominant religion, Islam is currently the fastest-growing minority religion in India. Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says that's due to the high birth rate among Muslim families. Mission India's Dave DeGroat says for women, literacy rates are low and abuse is high, and they want help.
I would call this a new development in the last few years. Reaching Muslims years ago was just an extremely rare thing. And now in India, they're appearing in our programs all across the board. Church planting, Bible content, adult literacy, and large number of Muslim children in CBCs.
Or children's Bible clubs. Funding is needed for more outreach. And the IN Network is calling September Pray for the Philippines Month. The campaign is sponsored by the missionaries of the International Mission Board's Pacific Rim region. Its goal is to encourage prayer from Christians around the world on behalf of the Filipinos. Pray that many Filipinos will come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, commit themselves to Bible study and discipleship, and carry the gospel message to others. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the left, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Bliss.